The upward look. Foreword. The Upward Look was first published as a devotional book for 1983. The release of this larger format edition a quarter century later provides opportunity to reflect anew on the nature of a compilation like this. Since Ellen G. White's death in 1915, in accordance with instructions in her will, a number of compilations from her writings, including devotional books, have been produced to meet various needs. Usually these have focused on a specific theme. The Upward Look, however, is organized differently. As in This Day with God, the devotional book published 3 years earlier, each day's reading draws on materials Mrs. White wrote or presented on a corresponding calendar day in her experience. For example, the reading for January 1 comes from a letter Mrs. White wrote on New Year's Day, 1886. The readings do not follow a unified theme, except that whenever possible the excerpts are intended to bring encouragement. The selections in this volume have either never been published previously or have appeared in the Review and Herald or other periodicals rather than in books that are commonly available. Mrs. White's broad counsel reflected here was grounded firmly in her visions, enriched by her wide experience, and aided at times by her extensive reading, from which she might adapt descriptions and choice expressions in communicating the truths she wished to convey. Despite the passage of time, these messages still strike an answering chord in hearts today. Many of the messages here are personal, written to one or two people to address their specific situation. Mrs. White wrote either to encourage and comfort them or to correct and reprove them. In these messages, her love and concern for them shines through. The names of people to whom she wrote these letters include some that may be familiar, such as James White, her husband, Edson and Emma White, her older son and his wife, Dr. J. H. Kellogg, medical superintendent of the Battle Creek Sanitarium, J. A. Burden, sanitarium manager in Australia and California, Dr. J. H. Kress, medical superintendent of sanitariums in Australia and the United States, and S. N. Haskell and A. G. Daniels, both of whom held major leadership positions in the church. Some excerpts have been drawn from her daily writings in her journals or from her manuscripts and sermons. The Upward Look is intended to direct the reader's attention upward, to God, in all of the experiences of life, but especially in expectation of Jesus' soon return. After listing signs of his coming, Jesus told his disciples, "Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near," NKJV. May this be your experience as you read this book. The Trustees of the Ellen G. White Estate, Silver Spring, Maryland.